This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from the campus of Northern Arizona University. Slogging through the thick, sticky mud of a pond in Sedona, wildlife biologist Carol Chambers is catching bats in nets that she's stretched across the water.
We're trying to place this net across what we think will be flight paths that bats will take and intercept them.
Chambers is researching the roosting habits of bats in northern Arizona. She's gathering data to determine whether the West's massive wildfires are impacting their habitat.
So if we know what they're using and whether they're using burned trees or not, then we can help the Forest Service decide if they should salvage log the dead trees that are there after fire.
Chambers teaches in NAU's School of Forestry. On a good night, she and her students can catch more than 200 bats. They outfit the creatures with tiny radio transmitters to track them and find out where they're roosting. There are nearly 24 kinds of bats in this particular area.
If we do find bats, and we found bats using some, a few of these trees that are burned up, what they look like, and we can say to the Forest Service, keep all these snags that are a certain size and height because these might be good bat habitat.
As wildfires become greater in the West, Chambers believes protecting bat habitat is critical because bats are good for the ecosystem. They eat insects, fertilize soil, and pollinate plants. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.